أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي قال لوالديه أف لكما أتعلانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبل وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمين إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. Previously we read Allah Ta'ala's command to obey Allah, and the result will be a wonderful life in the Akhirat compared to those people who disobey Allah and the punishments they will get. Then the beauty of the Quran right through, Allah Ta'ala refers to the rights of fellow people also, and yeah, Allah has referred to the rights of parents, what the rights of parents are. Contrary to fulfilling the rights of the parents, those who disobey the parents, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدِهِ أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا. اور جس شخص نے کہا اپنے ماں باپ کو میں بیزار ہوں تم سے. And that person who told his parents, I've got nothing to do with you. The parents are advising them to do good, to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, fulfill the commands of Allah. And especially in our days, with university education, with a modern mind, a Western mind, we feel that our parents are old-fashioned. They don't know what's going on in life. And we know too much. We are too big for our boots, and we don't want to listen to our parents. And we tell them, we don't want to listen to you. There are so many people in the families, they were just pious people. The older people were so pious. But we see their progeny are gone completely in different lines. This should not happen. The children should listen to their parents when they command them to do good. So further Allah Ta'ala says, أَتَعِلَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. کیا مجھ کو وعدہ دیتے ہو کہ میں نکالا جاؤں گا قبر سے اور گزر چکی ہے بہت جماعت مجھ سے پہلے. And they come with such arguments in front of their parents. For example, the children who go into total disbelief, they tell their parents, what are you telling me that I'll come back to life again after I go in my qabr and sand will be thrown on me and I'm going to come back to life? Can't you see how many generations of people have passed? Nobody came back to life. Whereas Allah's promise is not for now, Allah's promise is for the day of Qiyamah. So they say that, where are these people? If you say we're going to be brought back to life, I don't see anyone that has come back to life. So with all the scientific research which works only in this world, which doesn't work in the matters of Akhirat, they want to prove all their points, etc., and they disobey their parents. وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. اور وہ دونوں فریاد کرتے اللہ سے. And the parents are so worried about it, they are making duas, they are getting tahajjud. Oh Allah, guide our children. Oh Allah, let the aqidah be properly, let the amal be properly. They are making duas to Allah Ta'ala. وَيْلَكَ آمِن. اے خرابی تیری, تو ایمان لے. And they're telling their children, don't bring your destruction upon yourself, bring iman. Be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Listen to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Inna wa'ad Allahi haqq. To beshak wa'ada Allah ka theek hai. Undoubtedly the promise of Allah is 100% correct and true. What Allah has said is going to happen. And old people, they are not going to present scientific proofs, etc. And but what they will say, their iman is strong. And they will say, I believe in Allah. They have got yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. And they want this to come into their children also. فَيَقُولْ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الاولین. پھر کہتا ہے یہ سب نقلے ہیں پہلو کی. But the children say, these are just talks of the old people. With a modern mind, a Western mind, a Christian mind, they can't believe the talks of deen. For the children, they tell them, keep a beard. Children don't want to keep a beard. Dress Islamically, they don't want to. Tell the girls, go into parda, they don't want to. And this also, unfortunately, in our days, there are so many youngsters who want to keep beards, who want to become alims, but the parents stop them. The girls want to go into parda, but parents stop them. And the crux of this is parents must also encourage and command on what is right, and children must obey on that which is right and correct. أولئك الذين حق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم. یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جن پر ثابت ہوئی بات عذاب کی شامل اور فرقوں میں جو گزر چکے ہیں ان سے پہلے. These are those people on whom has become established the talk of Allah, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, and even in nations before, whoever disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, whether it was the people of before, whether it is the children of today, whoever disobeyed Allah, Allah's word has come true. The punishment, if they did not make tawbah, Allah's punishment came upon them, and this happened in nations of before also. Min al jinni wal ins, jinno ke aur aadmiyo ke, and this applies to the jinnat also and to mankind also. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are for all jinn and for all men. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was made a Rasul and messenger, is for all jinn also and for all men as well. Innahum kanu khasirin, beshak wo the tote mein pare. Undoubtedly those who disobeyed Allah, the youngsters who did not obey their parents, parents who commanded wrong to their children, all these people have been in great destruction. وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتُ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, اور ہر فرقہ کے کیے درجے ہے اپنے کیے کاموں کے موافق. And every group is going to get that which they had done. According to one's actions, such will be a person's position in the Akhirat. Those who did good will get a good position. Those who did very good will get a very good position. Those who do bad will get a bad position. So according to one's actions will be one's condition in the Akhirat. وَلِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يُذْنَمُونَ, اور تاکہ پورے دے ان کو کام ان کے اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا. And the day of Qiyamah is so that every person gets what he had done, and no ظلم will be made, no oppression on any person. Every person according to his amal, and that is our destiny. Allah has given us a choice. We can make our future good, we can make it bad. We obey Allah and his commandments, and we are making our lives and our future and the lives of our children good. But if we disobey Allah, we are bringing destruction upon ourselves. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, اور جس دن لائے جائیں گے منکر آگ کے کنارہ پر. And remember that day also, and Allah has given us this 100% true information of what is going to happen. Think of that day when these non-believers, yeah, they carry on as they do, they know a lot and they are enjoying life, etc. But think of the day when they will be brought right on the borders of Jahannam, and they will be presented to the fire of Jahannam now. اَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, زائے کیے تم نے اپنے مزے دنیا کی زندگانی میں. Your enjoyment which you were supposed to get, yeah, in the Akhirat, forever in Jannat, all that enjoyment, you destroyed it in the dunya. You disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. You made all, you lived a life against the commandments of Allah. So all the enjoyment that you were supposed to get is gone. And now in front of you, the fire of Jahannam waits for you. This also applies to people who do good deeds, but they do it for dunya's gain. People must praise them to get praises, to get gifts and presents from people, etc. So Allah will say, you practiced upon deen, but you did it for dunya's sake, and you got your share in dunya. People praised you, people talked well about you, people gave you their gifts, etc. And that was your niyat also. If a person doesn't make the niyat, he does it for Allah's pleasure, and Allah, people praise him, then that is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. People present him with gifts, but he's doing it for Allah's sake, that is a ni'mat from Allah. But if he's doing it to extract gifts from people, he's doing it to get name and fame, then such a person, it will be told, whatever you had done, you got your share in dunya already. وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا اور ان کو برت چکے ہیں. And you have enjoyed it also. In the dunya, you are going around, people were praising you, people were respecting you, people were showering you with gifts. You got all that in dunya already. فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. آج سزا پاؤ گے ذلت کا عذاب, بدلہ اس کا جو تم غرور کرتے تھے ملک میں نا حق. And today now you will get a humiliating punishment, not only a punishment but a punishment with disgrace and humiliation, and all this because of the pride you had in dunya. I must be a big person, all must turn their attention towards me, and I must enjoy in this worldly life. And the saddest part, you use deen in order to acquire dunya. You just use deen as a front to bluff people, but you actually were just doing it all for your nafs and for dunya. So today you will suffer the terrible punishment for it. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ اور اس کام جو تم نافرمانی کرتے تھے. And for all of your breaking the laws of Allah, all that you did and you broke the laws of Allah, now you will be on the brinks of Jahannam, and this punishment will be read out to you. That will be already so sorrowful for you. And then the next, those people will be thrown into headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So in this ayat, we are taught that listen to our elders in the right things that they encourage us and teach us, and prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Don't make dunya your object. Make akhirat and the pleasure of Allah your object, and then you will see only goodness come to you in every way.